Not that bad. It's about, I don't know what the weather is.
Okay,
50 degrees. It's 50 degrees out here.
50 degrees? I can wear shorts right now, right?
But you wouldn't be.
So, okay, is Vinny and Jerry there?
Yes, they just arrived.
Oh, let me say hello to them. Jerry, Vinny, what's going on?
Oh, you don't see them on the camera?
Hey, Derek.
Well, I don't
have my camera on. Hey, what's up, Derek?
What's going on, Vinny and Jerry?
Just having fun with a Baconator.
Yes. Are you ready to be butcherized?
Yes, I am.
All right. We have a great show, of course. I'm going to open up my email so I can find out what the first segment is on the Derek Shapiro Show. We have, by the way, you know who we have on the show today? We have on Sister Hazel. Do you remember Sister Hazel?
Vaguely, I remember her.
As
he. That's Ken Block, the guy. They named the group after this nun in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I now remember.
Okay. Then we have Jason J. Tavares. He's an author from Rhode Island. And I'm in his new movie. They can leave up in a movie. I'm in the movie, his movie, Eddie Thurber at Formidable Adversary, okay? And I call myself Derek Shapiro. Now, let me ask you a question, guys, okay? Latrina, how do you think I'm in this movie, okay? I mean, you never saw this movie before, but how do you think I'm going to be when you see me in this movie, act like myself, Derek Shapiro?
I think it's going to be interesting. I don't know the whole plot of the movie, but I'm assuming if you got to be yourself, it's going to be one hell of a scene.
Yes, it is. What do you think about that, Trina?
What are you saying from here?
I think it's going to be funny. I think you're going to make it very entertaining.
Yes, I do make it very entertaining. That's right. So, you know what, Trina? And Vinny, right on the spot, guys, okay? And we're going to talk with Jason Gates of Paris around 8:15, okay? So that's the name of the game for that. And let's see what goes on with the first segment over here. The first segment we're going to be doing, I've got to find my list over here. Oh, and then, of course, we're speaking to this bully from Lynn, Massachusetts. Her name is Jessica. She knew about being a bully back in school. I have her on tape, of course, you know, doing this. And we're talking about this. But anyway, the first segment we're going to be playing, I think, is this song. Do you have a list in front of you, John? I'm trying to open my email.
I do. Disco, you're going to play Girly first?
Yes, I am. That's number 5 song for the month of October. Disco, my jewels. What's next?
Hello?
Yes.
Then Change Your Mind?
Hello. Okay, now I got it. Okay, I'm going to play Disco, my jewels. Hello, which is the number 4 song. Then Sister Hazel, which is the old song, Change Your Mind. Okay?
All right.
And I'm going to come back with Jessica the Bully after that, okay?
Sounds good.
Well, come back to me first, okay?
All right.
All right, yeah, I'm losing stuff, but it's the show!
Yeah, this bitch got some nerve. 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 Yeah, this bitch. I like boys. Roller skates, candy bars. High times perk me up. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Disco in my drawers. Pump that bass, turn it up now. Do me, do me. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm looking fucking gorgeous. Manny Petty still I chose. This beaky keeps me on my toes. Shades on, I'm on the road. Shiny disco ball. Shiny disco ball. I love the shiny disco ball. I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, get down. I like disco, I love the disco. Your heartbeat. I know your dirty secrets. When you're alone, send me dirty pics. You're my free bitch. Bang bang, come and eat this. I'm Novocaine. Novocaine. Dance now, I wanna fucking dance now. Manny Petty still I chose. This beat keeps me on my toes. Shades on, I'm on the road. Shiny disco ball. Shiny disco ball. I love the shiny disco ball. I wanna get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, my party people get down. Get down, my party people get down. I wanna get down, get down. I like disco, I love the disco. 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 Heaven, drunk, heavy breathing.
never known me before. I'ma bring it, bring it. I'ma give it, give it. You gon' love me like you ain't loved nobody before. Forget them. See a lot of things change since then. Don't they know that I came from Nebraska? Am I gonna quit? Nice of you to ask, but mama told me go and chase what you asked her. I'm on track, so I'm gonna rap faster. I'ma break it down for you and get a little deeper. Slaying on the brand, under like a grim reaper. Running at the mama, they up, I got a fever. Hi, konnichiwa, are you a believer? Fever.
Hey, while you're trying. Just give up, stay to mind you're in. Hurry anyway. Yeah, yeah. I hope you heard every word I've said. Yeah, yeah. Had enough of all you're trying. Just give up. Stay in mind you're in. If you want.
All right, here on Talking with Derek and Derek Shapiro, we're talking about bullying, of course. We got Jessica. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Everett.
Everett. And how long have you been in Everett for?
I've been in Everett since I was in kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
Yeah.
And so we're talking about bullying, of course, you know. Now, you used to be a bully?
Somewhat of a bully.
Are you still a bully or not a bully?
No, I calmed down a little bit.
You calmed down a little bit. But okay. So tell me, what's the most interesting thing that you've done to bully somebody?
Most interesting thing I've done to bully somebody... would have to be the time that this girl was walking up the stairs in front of me.
Okay.
And as she was walking up the stairs, she had long, long, curly hair.
Yes.
So we thought it would be funny just to chop off the top.
Now, how many people was watching this one?
The whole class.
The whole class?
She was in the front of the line. The teacher was before her.
Yep.
So as the teacher was before her, they're walking up the stairs. I took her hair, and I just cut it.
Wow. So what made you do that?
Just to be an ass.
Yeah. Now, then did you get in trouble for that?
No, I did not.
You did not get in trouble for that.
Did not get in trouble for that.
Yes. And now, looking back at that, would you do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did take a big chunk off her hair.
Now, did you tell your parents about that incident?
Yes, I did tell my parents about
that. What did they say?
They laughed.
Really? Now, what did she say about that?
Well, she was very, very mad.
Really?
She was a very mad.
And a lot of people picked on her?
Yeah, she got picked on every day.
Really?
That's not my fault, though.
Wow. So, and did you ever pick on anybody else? Like?
Yeah, we picked on a couple other people.
Yeah.
We threw mulch in people's food.
You put what in food?
Mulch.
Mulch.
The stuff from the park?
Yeah.
The wood chips?
Yep.
We put it in people's food. We spit in people's drinks. We had some kid come over our house. And me and my friend, we took his soda.
Yeah.
We put hot sauce.
Really?
Everything.
Was it your friend that you did it to?
Oh, no. It was her boyfriend.
Really?
So we put all the stuff in our drink. We shaked it up. And he sat there and drank the whole bottle.
Wow.
He didn't even notice.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, so what made you bully a lot of people in school?
Cause nobody would bother me.
Really? No bother you? That's good. So, well, thank you very much, Jessica, for being part of the Talking with Derek and Derek Shapiro Show. And, of course, more to come on bullying, of course.
I know a girl
sure she gets what she wants all the time, 'cause she's fine. But for an angel, she's a hot, hot mess. Make you so blind, but you don't mind, 'cause she's an uptown, get around, anything goes, a girl, a girl. She's a hardcore candy store, give me some more, girl, a girl. She'll make you take her to the club, but then she leaves with her friends. She likes to stay late at the party, 'cause the fun never ends. And all her clothes are on the floor, and all your records are scratched. She's like a one way ticket, 'cause you can't come back. Say you have, you want her, but she's so mean. Shut your mouth, she'll freak out. You better get your shit together, 'cause she's bringing you down now. Yeah, boy, you better, 'cause she's an uptown. Get around, anything goes, a girl, a girl. She's a hardcore candy store, give me some more, girl, girl. She's got she says she drinks Bacardi in the morning till it goes to her head, and all you want is just to hold her, but she don't go for that. She has a hard time coming when she can't hit back, saying yeah, you want her, but she's so mean. You never let her go, why don't you let her go? Yeah, you want her, but she's so mean.
I guess she has a very interesting gimmick.
Yes.
To refer to yourself as a bully in 2012 is very ballsy for a chick. And I can honestly say that she, in all the years where she, well, I heard her before mentioning about all the bullying stuff she did. I could see a future stand-up comedian coming out in the making from those, from her victims.
Why about you, Jerry, the comedian?
How do I feel?
About Jessica the bully.
Yes.
Well, I feel that takes a lot of guts to come out and admit how you can regret being the bullying type, like Vinny said, and I guess it takes a lot just to take a change.
Sure. All right, well, we're going to go with Jason J. Tavoris next, okay? So play the next song. We're going to hang up with Trina first, and then after I interview Jason, we'll come back to you, Trina, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And Mr. Johnny Boy and I'll answer the call of Jason, all right? And we're going to play Barry, the local, next, because Barry is the number second song of October. You know Barry, of course, John, right?
Yes, I do. He's in town. He's in the building.
And you share the same birthday as Barry. Am I going to London, too? Can you be there?
Yes, I can. I tell you, Barry's in the building today.
Wait, is he in the building right now?
He's in Atlanta right now. He's in the building right now.
Oh, that would be so great. Can you get him on the phone? I mean, can you get him in the room?
I can try. Let's
see. If you can
see
do
that. Grab Barry, the guy that's sitting in the front room.
I'll do a big hug when I get to Atlanta, okay?
So we'll see if he shows up.
Okay, first play a song. Maybe I'll look. And then call Jason, too, and the song's playing. Is the song playing right now?
No. So you want to play the local, and then that's it?
And then call Jason when that's going on, okay?
That's why you don't want to piss me off. I make a hit every time, goddammit. 2, 3! I feel I'm not
I never rest.
No, he stepped back out.
Okay, well, I don't blame him. The camera is very scary, right? Anyway, all right, I'm on Channel 2 again in PBA Mouth, and you're in Atlanta on Channel 1, and then we have Jason J. Tavares from Rhode Island on the phone. How are you doing, Mr. Jason J. Tavares?
Oh, very good. How are you?
Great. We have three states. Good. You know, we have Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Georgia right on the same show. You know that?
That's something.
Yes. So, of course, you're the author of two great books, of course, and now two great movies. Tell me about your success.
The Shadow Inside and Existence, the Tale of a Poem Killer. Both very good books, as you know, since you've read them, both on Amazon.com. And
yep.
Noise in the Kitchen was the first movie that I ever filmed. It's a short 5-minute movie. After I'm done talking, if you add my talking in with it, it's about 8 minutes.
Yep.
And then, of course, I know you know about Eddie Cerver's Formidable Adversary because you're in it, and it recently came out as of about 8 days ago.
Yes, and you have so many hits on our movie now.
I'm not sure. Last time I looked, I think it was about 200. So it's doing pretty well, and I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, which is great.
That is awesome. So tell me, do you feel like Steven Spielberg, or do you feel like, what do you feel like right now?
I feel like somebody that if I got the chance and the financial backing, I could give a quality book to the public every 18 months and probably 4 short films a year that would be substantial enough to leave people with a good feeling and something that they could take away and use in everyday life if I had the opportunity to do that for a living.
Right. By the way, if you look on Channel 2 right now, when I'm speaking to you, this is like maybe something out of your book. I'm in the basement right now where I live in Peabody, and someone accidentally shut the light on me here, so I'm on 2 right now.
Well, it's kind of funny. You're seen in Eddie Cerver's Formidable Adversary is actually filmed in my basement. And it was supposed to be an apartment that we had in the movie. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. But your basement's a lot better than this basement over here, you know? I mean, this basement, the spiders coming down my head. And in your basement, you have ladies on top of your head.
So tell me,
you asked about the robot, of course. If you can sum up your movie in about a minute or less, how would you say Eddie Cerver's movie is in a minute or less?
I would say that Eddie Cerver's Formidable Adversary that you can find on YouTube under my name, Jason J. Tavares, is a movie about somebody that's faced with an extraordinary circumstance and they go against it and then they know what they have to do despite how they feel that the outcome would be and they follow through with it. And there's an end result that you will find out once people decide to watch it. But I think it's all about following through with something that you're against, despite what it may be.
And people can find this new movie on what YouTube channel?
If you just go to YouTube and type in my name, Jason J. Tavares, or type in the name, Eddie Cerver's Formidable Adversary, the film will pop up.
And yes, it does. And of course, your books again?
The Shadow Inside and Existence, the Tale of a Fangs Killer, can both be found on Amazon.com. And my new book will be out in 2013, and it will also be out on Amazon.com along with the other two.
And, of course, you're going to be shown in Atlanta. We're going to be having your debut of Eddie Thurber's movie at the Tommy's Lounge December 4th at 8 p.m. It's going to be live by the Derek Shapiro Show and live on my new movie channel, by the way, too, okay?
Oh, thank you.
And, by the way, on the day of Thanksgiving, I'm going to re-debut your, by the way, on my new movie channel, by the way. And then December 5th on my movie channel, I'm debuting Eddie Thurber's, you know, your movie, of course.
If I decide to do a sequel to Eddie Thurber's Formidable Adversary, I already have
yeah.
a fantastic idea of how to fit you in.
Awesome. Well, I would appreciate that. Thank you very much. And, of course, you inspire me, you know, now I'm working on my own movie, but I don't want to give that too much away. I'm advertising your movie, and I'm just pushing your movie right now, you know? And so, I can't wait for you to be in my movie, too, you know what I'm saying? But for now, movie as much as possible, and thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show tonight, you know?
Well, I appreciate you having me out, man. You're a great help. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Jason J. Tavares, one more time. All right, we're going to go on with the next song, of course. Here, we're going to debut a new song by Sister Hazel, because Sister Hazel's interview is coming up. But first, yes, Hazel, then if you get Barry in the studio, Johnny, and get Latrina back online, okay?
All right. So what am I playing first?
The saddest song by Sister Hazel, and we're going to the Sister Hazel, well, tell me to do Facebook shout-outs. And actually, I'm going to have you call another person, too, actually, maybe. But, yeah, the Sister Hazel's saddest song, then call Latrina and get Barry in the studio.
Okay, so the saddest song in the Sister Hazel interview.
No. Before you play the Sister Hazel interview, come back with me and Latrina. And Barry. Right.
The saddest song I ever heard was the last song I wrote down for you. It was the saddest thing you've ever seen, me in my chair and you gone. But I still tried to sing it in case you walked back through my door. And with tears in my eyes and choking my throat, I held hope. Because we had some good things and we had some broken things, I know. I know that we had some old things, but damn, they were our things, I know. But I know it could never be different, but I wanted to say that I miss you. But you're not coming home. The hardest thing I've ever done, sit down and tell you my truth. It was the hardest thing to look at you and tell you my truth. But I still had to tell it, my hope wrapped in faith that you'd stay. And my prayer screamed to pray for you, but you went away. Because we had some good things and we had some broken things, I know. I know that we had some old things, but damn, they were our things, I know.
but you're not coming home.
Talking to me? Hey.
Yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. Barry. How are you?
We just went 360. I'm doing well, full circle. How are you?
Great. You look great with your blue hat on, with the gray sweatshirt you're wearing.
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
My God, me and you have a lot of history, of course, you know?
Yes.
I mean, since I lived in Atlanta, of course, me and you, of course, you know, did karaoke together.
Uh-huh.
We were together on Michael Jackson's Death Day, right?
Yeah, you almost got us ran over and got us a jaywalking ticket.
Yeah.
Although I hear, Derek, that you never got a ticket.
I didn't pay mine.
Because I'm Derek Chappelle, you know? I talk my way out of giving a ticket jaywalking, okay? But, you know, Johnny, you should get a jaywalking ticket because your first name is John.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, anyway, I get a deep plus for that because my name is Derek. All right. Anyway, Sabari, of course, you know, great interviews, of course, with Girlie, of course. So without you, Bari, I'm going to get interviews with Girlie and your friend.
Whoops. That's my bad.
Uh-oh. We're having technical difficulties.
Oh, right now.
Sorry. What was that? After what was you? What were you saying after Girlie? What?
I got a great interview from your friend. What's her name again? Truth Hurts.
Yeah.
Yes, Truth Hurts.
Yes.
Yes. So do you still keep in touch with Truth Hurts?
Yeah, she's currently doing some tours and some appearances overseas. I think one of the last places she was is in Dubai. So she's really doing a lot more traveling.
Any more shows coming up at Smith's Old Bar?
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm laying low right now, but you can look forward to a cover project coming out soon, or I'll send it to you. It's called Nostalgia. It's a bunch of cover tunes that I've been working on, so that's kind of been my focus.
Now, by the way, do you remember who Blue Cantrell is, Barry?
Yeah, what about her?
Well, Trina, who's on the phone. Trina, you want to tell Barry the good news?
No, you can tell him.
Oh, you tell him, Trina. Trina?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'll have you tell the good news to Bari.
No, I'll have you.
Okay. Trina is opening up for Blue Cantrell tomorrow night in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, really now?
Yes. Roland May, and of course, in addition to that, we have Tenere Love, Rose's cousin, opening up for Blue Cantrell too.
Well, you do me a favor when you go and you open up for Blue. Ask her if she remembers Barry, who used to work at the Mac counter and did that remix for her for Hit 'Em Up Style. Ask her if
you
she remembers that.
You did the remix?
Oh, I did one. Just ask her if she remembers who Barry is. She'll know.
And did you know that Blue Cantrell lives in Providence, Rhode Island?
Come again?
Blue Cantrell comes and lives in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, from what I understand, she had a stint in Georgia. That's when I met her, and then she moved out to L.A. for a while. So I hear she went back to Rhode Island. I haven't seen her since, but yeah, I knew about that.
Okay, of course, Saturday night, okay? Do you know who the group Tavares is?
Yeah, somebody from the 70s, right? So a disco group?
Yes, well, Chubby Tavares played my last show with Trina there and Tenali. And on Saturday, Saturday, Chubby Tavares is playing my Kangra Drive in Rainham, Massachusetts with Trina there and Tenali there.
Oh, cool. Congratulations, what? Trina. I'm sure you're going to kill him, too.
Yes, so what you're going to do is you're going to have a collabo, okay? Sorry. You should get a collabo with Trina, Tenali, and Rolla, all the three of these lovely ladies.
Okay.
But, Barry, how does it feel that your two songs, okay, is definitely going to make the year-end countdown next month?
That's lovely. I can't wait to see a check.
Yes.
I'm calling ASCAP tomorrow.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm calling ASCAP tomorrow.
Yes, okay. And call for a cap to my head, too. Get it?
Call who? I didn't hear you. Call who?
Call someone for a cap to my head because I'm bald, you know?
Oh, okay. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Anyway, thank you very much, Barry, of course. We saw Jerry and Vinny in the studio, and let's go on the Sister Hazel interview, okay?
All right.
It's nice talking to you, Garrick.
I'm sorry?
It's nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Barry, of course, stick around for the Best Of show when we record afterwards, right?
All right, Derek.
Okay, thank you very much, Barry.
Bye.
So you play the next song, John?
Sister Hazel interview, and then what?
Oh, just Sister Hazel interview, then I'll come back with this guy who wants to let his voice be heard about me today.
All right, here we go.
All right, returning here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, is Ken Block of Sister Hazel. Welcome back to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thanks, Derek. Nice to be here.
Yes, of course. It's the last time I've interviewed you. The last time I interviewed you was in Meehan's in Sandy Springs for a cancer benefit. And since the last time you have your album release out, tell me about the success for this album now.
It was actually, you know, we've been a band for quite a while, and we've made quite a few records, and this was the highest charting record we've ever had in our entire career. So for a bunch of guys been at it as long as we have, it's pretty gratifying. That it seems to be resonating with folks like that.
Exactly, and of course your first single was released. Went to number one on the DerekShapiroShow.com, by the way. A lot of my listeners love it.
That's great, man. We really appreciate that kind of support. It's that kind of support that allows our army to march. So
sure,
thanks.
And now, of course, Take a Bow is out now, of course. Take a Bow is on the countdown, so it hasn't reached number one yet, but it will, of course.
Great. Well, I appreciate it.
And what other songs is next for you after Take a Bow?
Well, actually, you know, we've been really in a creative groove. We went right back in the studio, and we actually have a new CD coming out in October 12th. It's called Heartland Highway. So the next single you're going to hear is going to be off the new record.
And what's the single going to be called?
Well, we're touring between a couple of different songs right now. I think that we're leaning toward a song called Great Escape.
Great Escape, really. And, of course, how does your previous Sister Hazel sound back from like All For You to now sound?
Well, I think there's a lot of sort of core elements that are the same. I mean, we like organic sound in records. You know, we have a lot of Southern influence. There's a lot of slide guitar. The big harmonies are really important to us. But in the last two records, you know, one of the things that we've done is all five of us have brought in songs.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, once the five of us get behind our instruments, it sounds like Sister Hazel.
Exactly.
But because all of us are bringing in songs instead of just me, or maybe me and maybe Drew might bring one in, you know, there's kind of an evolution to the band. We have some new themes coming in and new things sonically, different colors weaving through there. And so it's allowed us to evolve, allowed us to grow, and everyone's got a big piece of ownership in the records.
Sure. And of course, when you listen to some of your old stuff on the radio, of course, and some of your newest stuff, what goes through your mind when you listen listen to Sister Hazel, and you listen to your own self?
Well, when I hear it on the radio, I'm still a little kid, man. I still get giddy when I hear it. When I hear it over the radio, it still blows my mind. You know, we were just a bunch of college kids traveling around in a van and trailer. And I think because we surrounded ourselves with really grounded people, it's still humbling to hear that we've had enough success where you can turn on the radio anywhere and you never know if you might hear it.
Sure. And what is, like, some of your hit songs mean to you? Like, what does All For You mean to you?
Well, you know, these days it's different than when it first came out. I think these days the staying power of that song is just unbelievable. No matter, you know, if we're in our home state of Florida, or we're in Michigan or California, or
Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, Gainesville, Florida is our hometown. The fact that it's still such a big hit for people, I think for the people that were around the first time that song kind of came around, it brings them back. It's like a snapshot of their life, and it just plugs them right back in. But we're still, like, tonight, Derek, you're here at a college. We still play a ton of college shows, and the college kids, it's still sort of an anthem for those guys.
So you love playing that still, and how do you keep it refreshed? I mean, you know, it's not a new song.
I get off on the people. You know, I get off on the fact that it's really striking such a chord with them that they're getting off, and I think that's a good way for us to frame it.
And what about...
All right. We just want to do a spiritual show. DerekSpiritual.com, of course. And, of course, we have Trina, we have Benny, and we have Jerry. So, Benny and Jerry, let me ask you guys a question.
All right.
How would you sum up the show in about 1 minute? You go ahead.
What'd he say?
What's the question?
How would you sum up the show in 1 minute? From Vinny the Boots Poochie.
Okay, he said sum up the show in 1 minute?
1 minute. This tonight's show.
Oh. If I had to sum it up in 1 minute, it would be, I would say very, very interesting, hell of a lot of great interviews, and I was very intrigued by a lot of the songs you played today.
Really? Intrigued?
Yes.
I like how you said intrigued, you know?
Yeah, well usually really? Because most of the time when I see you, when I hear songs on the Derek Shapiro Show, they're usually just like underground local bands. And you were playing a lot of songs by like people that were actually, you know, mainstreaming on the radio today. So like Change Your Mind and She's So Mean. So I just thought it was a good twist. I like that.
Because I've had Rob Thomas on my show, you know? Now, also, you're telling the fans
over here
on the Derek Shapiro Show,
where
are you performing in Atlanta?
Where are we performing in Atlanta?
Yeah.
The scheduling, the actual stand-up, we're still working on trying to book some more shows. We've actually been coming off just some hot... We actually had some really good shows coming up recently. Like, of course, we're going to be on the Regular Guys Show on Rock 100.5 tomorrow morning. We just had a big show that Jerry and I did at Wild Bill's a couple weeks ago. We were at Wild Bill's performing with the regular guys. We had this big Halloween show called The Spooktacular. We have it every year. And Jerry actually wrote a song based on one of his stand-up routines called Ass Like a Baconator. And we performed that at The Spooktacular with some background music from... a local band called Gary Lewis and the Jew Boys. They helped us out. We also had a show at the Laughing Skull Lounge where I opened for a comedian, Eddie Ift, and Jerry performed his same song, Ass Like a Baconator, there with Eddie Ift. So those are the last two major shows we've done. And as for when the next one is, we're not sure, but we'll keep you posted.
And, of course, how would you sell off this show, Jerry?
It's good, the show, because I actually like the interview you did with Katrina, that she's going to be opening up with Boo Cantrell. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, nice. Where is that located again?
The show for tomorrow night?
The one with Boo Cantrell and Katrina.
Yes. Yes, that show's going to be at 165 Post Street in Providence, Rhode Island. So, Jerry and Vinny, I expect you to fly up here to see Trina and Blue Cantrell, okay?
Okay.
We do what we can, though, but we kind of booked on pretty big, Star. I mean, it's like a lot of stuff, but we'll just see what we could do. Just try to do something. I mean, it's just crazy when you're in that rise to the fame thing.
Well, Trina, how would you say the show was for tonight?
Show for tonight, it was pretty intriguing. I actually liked the song Disco in My Drawers.
Yes, I know. I like that one, too. And Trina, how would you sum the show up tonight, Trina?
It was interesting. It was fun, you know.
Awesome. And guess what I'll do for you because you're on the show, Trina?
What?
For people who cannot come to the show tomorrow night, and I'm not doing a live tomorrow, we're going to play Sister Hazel, The Great Escape, of course, The New Storm. Then we're going to do your song, The Last Dance, okay? I love this video. Jerry and Vinny, when you hear her song, The Last Dance, okay? You're going to go wild, okay? You're going to dance in the studio, okay? Do you dance for our song, Trina?
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone loves Donna Summer. It's fun.
No, I'm not talking about Donna Summer. I can do a dance to your version.
Oh, the one I sung?
Yes, do you dance to that?
Okay.
Yeah, do you dance your own song?
Sometimes.
All right, awesome. I'm going to dance it too. Okay. Then, so Johnny, you have the correct order? Sister Hazel, The Great Escape. The Trina with The Last Dance, and then Tia, I Love This Life, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then we close the show.
All right, here we go.
Oh, actually, hey, John.
Hello? Yes.
Don't play The Great Escape. Just go with Trina and go with Tia.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah, like me, yeah, you know, you love.
I'm saying no.
Bitch, you know you love this life.
Tell the truth.
Don't nobody do you like me, you know.
Cavalli dress and high heels and drop tops on high wheels. We live how we wanna live, cause we got meals. Them other niggas barely buy a hot meal. In VIP, them bottle poppin', do it B.I.G. Come get with T.I.P., be ballin' till you D.I.E. Invisible set bracelets, see clearly. Take away your stress, mean that sincerely. Problem, solve them, never mind that. Girlfriend, see your bag, be like, where you find that? Plus, what the fuck's a prenup? You ain't gotta sign that. You let up, take half, I'ma make it right back. I'm a motherfuckin' hustler, to the heart, what's the? Since of leaving me and be back fuckin' with them busters. Bentley for your birthday, Goyard purse day. Deal with them stacks, know you gotta love it. Yeah. And a big check, I pop big shit, I'm good as it get. You leave me, where else you think you can get this? Yeah, you can get another guy to beat that pussy for you. Them niggas cowards though, and now I take a bullet for your mansions, jewelry. All I need's for you and me to have some understanding. Have a couple candid conversations, your frustrations I take in consideration. I'm rough around the edges though, bad with me and be patient. And you're sadly mistaken if you think I'm in the chasing. My heart is RSVP, I've extended an invitation. And don't go wasting your time with what they saying online. Your position's divine, don't believe, look around. I got a strong mind and a kind heart. With a soft kiss, but I love her.
I love you. Anything you could ask, do it for you. Drop jacks, Birkin bags, Louboutin heels. Summer homes in Miami, Hollywood Hills. Vacationing in Monaco, Ibiza. On the French Riviera with our feet up. Her lifestyle's so rare, you know you ain't going nowhere.
I'm assuming I'm Grandmaster V.
Because I was seeing the camera being like, I'm up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And also, I Jerry, back there with the hat on, of course, Jerry Truman, I was seeing both of you dance to Trina's song, Last Dance. Is that going to be your last dance, guys?
Well, this is not going to be the last dance for me. I've definitely got some more club hopping to do, so that ain't the last time you're going to see me dance.
I mean, I threw your back out first. I discovered you were dancing, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it's we hear the music, and we just started moving, man. It's a pretty cool beat.
And what I think is cool that you both are at the Rock 100 station in Atlanta, and you're grooving to T.I. and Trina's song, you know?
Well, you know, even though we work for a rock station, me personally, I listen to all different kinds of music. I just happen to work with a group of guys that are at a rock station. So that's just, it's not really necessarily, I love Rock 100.5, but at the end of the day, I'm there for the regular guys. So I'm just, so that's really what it's about. So I listen to all forms of music, even though I work at a rock station.
Exactly. And, of course, I want to thank everybody for being part of the show. You're going to be joining me next month for the Best Of Show. And I want to thank Jerry. Thank you. Jerry, what are you eating, by the way, over there?
I'm eating a Baconator. That's my signature burger.
From where?
Yeah, I'm eating a Baconator because everywhere I go, I'm always seeing hot chicks with an ass like a Baconator.
What restaurant?
Wendy's. You know when it's real.
Just go to Chick-fil-A because I don't want to Chick-fil-A anymore, you know?
Yeah, I just happen to be liking Wendy's lately. I can understand with the whole controversy thing with Chick-fil-A. I've been away from it as well, but I guess it's just...
Every day he craves a chicken sandwich, but he can't go because it violates all his principles.
Now, what if they cater?
Also, to John, I want to thank you, John. I want to thank Barry. I want to thank Sister Hazel. I want to thank Trina. And I want to thank Jason, James, and Boris. Everybody who's on the show today, you know?
All right. You know what, Derek? I forgot I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich today. I was thinking about you. I actually ate in. Chick-fil-A sandwich and waffle fries.
I'm sorry?
Chick-fil-A sandwich and waffle fries.
That's a great combo.
Just think about all those people you're offending in the LGBT community by having a Chick-fil-A.
I'm not offending anybody.
All right. Well, anyway, that's another show. Okay. So,
he had somebody go in and buy it for him, so technically his money did not contribute to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, actually, I tell you what, I used the coupon. I paid $1.25.
$1.25 too much.
I used the coupon, so I'm getting over on him, right? I used the coupon the last two times I went. I paid less than $2. And you know, you can't even buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich for $2.
I only get Chick-fil-A if they have the free stuff, you know?
So you're offending somebody.
No, I get the free stuff. I don't get the money, okay? I get maybe the free mints, okay?
The free mints.
The free mints.
You use the free Wi-Fi is what you do.
Does it, everybody?
So that makes you a culprit. That makes you just as guilty.
No, you know what would be funny? If somebody actually went into Chick-fil-A and used their free Wi-Fi to search for gay porn.
Yeah.
How ironic would that be if you just saw some dude looking at gay porn in Chick-fil-A?
All right. Guys, I do thank you very much, guys. We're in the show right now. And then, of course, you have to go live, right?
All right.
Absolutely.
Take it easy, guys, and we'll see you for the next month's show.
All right, see you,
Derek. Later, Derek.